Test 73, Section 3, Question 20. This one says, which of the following if true most strengthens? So we're looking for what will help the argument. And it says, a recent study of stroke patients, those who exhibited continuing deterioration of nerve cells after the stroke, also exhibited the highest levels of the protein glutamate. So basically, there's a correlation between continued deterioration and glutamate. Glutamate, which functions within the nerve cells as a neurotransmitter, can kill surrounding nerve cells if it leaks from damaged or oxygen-starved nerve cells. So it can kill other nerve cells if it leaks from damaged ones. Thus, glutamate leaking from damaged or oxygen-starved cells is a cause of long-term brain damage resulting from strokes, so therefore the glutamate is a cause. Now we want to strengthen that argument and say glutamate is responsible for the continued deterioration or the brain damage long term. And really, in this case, if you kind of are looking for a gap, we know that it can do that, but we don't know that that is for sure what's the cause. So any neurotransmitter that leaks from a damaged oxygen-starved cell will damage surrounding nerve cells. Well, the thing there is that we already know that glutamate can do that. And so saying that any neurotransmitter that leaks from those will damage the surrounding isn't necessarily adding a lot. I mean, it does say will damage surrounding nerve cells. So maybe, let's see what else we get. Stroke patients exhibit a wide variety of abnormal chemicals levels in their blood. Not if anything hurts the argument because it says it might not be glutamate, could be something else. Glutamate is the only neurotransmitter that leaks from oxygen-starved or physically damaged nerve cells. Well, that could strengthen a little bit, because if it's the only neurotransmitter that can do that, that leaks from these cells, then that does suggest that it might be to blame and not other things. Leakage from damaged or oxygen-starved nerve cells is the only possible source of glutamate in the blood. That too would strengthen, because it's saying that's the only way you're going to get it. And so then glutamate leaking from damaged or oxygen nerve cells is a cause of long-term brain damage. If that's the only way that you can get the glutamate in your blood, then that could potentially add to it. And then nerve cells can suffer enough damage to leak glutamate without being destroyed themselves. Well, we don't really have to assume that they're not destroyed when that happens. And so in this case, I felt like there were two decent answer choices. And remember, anytime we have it down to two, we always want to go back to the passage and double check. So it's saying we found this exhibited those who had deterioration had high levels of glutamate. Glutamate can kill nerve cells if it leaks from these damaged or oxygen-starved nerve cells, so it can be a cause when it's leaking. And then it's saying, so glutamate leaking from damaged or oxygen-starved cells is a cause of long-term brain damage. So in this case, the conclusion is it's glutamate leaking out of cells that causes the damage. We know that it can cause damage and that there's a correlation between glutamate in the blood and the continued damage. Now, if we look back at that, glutamate is the only neurotransmitter that leaks from oxygen-starved or physically damaged cells. Well, the thing there is that does only helps a little bit. Saying that it's the only neurotransmitter, if it was the only thing that could have caused the damage, that would be better. But D, leakage from damaged or oxygen-starved nerve cells is the only possible source of glutamate in the blood. That really strengthens the idea that the glutamate leaking from the damaged or nerve cells is a cause of long-term damage, because we know that the people with the long-term damage have higher levels of glutamate in the blood, and so that had to come from damaged or oxygen-starved nerve cells. And so D is our best answer.